Hi and welcome to part 5 for video 13 in the tutorial series for the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KIS X3. This is going to be the last of the videos on the menu systems, you may well be glad to know. I certainly am because they can be quite long-winded, but they needed covering. In this one we're going to be covering the My Menu Systems, which is a customisable tab at the very end of the tabs in the menus, and where you can set your own quick preferences or hot options if you like. So your favourite options to change within the camera can be set within a short menu for quicker access. So we'll have a quick look at that now and how you set those in video number 5. Okay, welcome back to part 5 of video 13 and we'll have a quick look at the My Menu system. Now to go back into the menu, we press the menu button here top left and we'll scroll all the way along either using these dials here or the roller dial on the front over to the green tab with a star, which is the My Menu. Now if you've, by default it doesn't have anything set out of the box, so you'd go set on My Menus and choose register to start adding items. You can, after you've added them, sort them, which I'll show you, delete individual items, delete all items in the My Menu. This doesn't delete any options or anything on the camera, it just deletes this menu that you create, so it's a customizable menu, or you can choose to display it at the beginning of the tabs for quicker access from there. So we'll go up to register and we'll pick a couple of settings now which we may think we might want quicker access to. I've actually just deleted all of mine and I can't remember what I had set, so that's one thing I'll be able to do at the end of these menu videos, is get my camera set up how I like it again. So we'll go quality, so that's where you'll pick JPEG, RAW, small JPEG, RAW plus JPEG and so forth. The autofocus beep, okay, just in case you want quick access to turn that beep off should you want to be shooting wildlife. I'm not too interested in that one there. And I think the next one I'll add, see I'm able to pick and choose which ones that I add. I'll go metering mode, custom white balance, and I'll go picture style for now. Okay, now I'll press menu to go back. Now I can actually go into the sort menu here, or the sort option, and think, well, okay, quality and beep, that's fine, but rather than the beep being the second option, I'm probably going to want to change the metering mode more than I would the beep, so I'll move that up, and maybe the custom white balance setting after that. Okay, and I'll leave it as set there. So if I press menu back, and you can go down to delete individual items, you'd literally just select, I think picture style, you've got access to that picture style pressing this button here, so I think what I'll do is I'll remove that, and that'll remove that that individual item, and then you can then select delete all items, which will then delete the whole list for you. Okay, so now if I go back, there you see it, my custom menu. So I mean, wherever you leave the camera on the menu system and you go back into it, it'll remember where you were, so I can quickly go get to these options now. I think, well, I want to turn the beep off, and there we go, the autofocus beep is off. So it's just a customizable menu to enable you to change in-camera options a little bit quicker rather than delving through all the menu tabs and sub-menus and so forth. Should you want quick access to change a few things while shooting. So this is the last video covering the menu systems on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KIS X3. Further videos are going to go over the Canon software that you get with the camera and the EOS utility software as well, and also some in the field videos showing what options you'd pick for shooting certain things as well. So just some things will be recovered, but just I want to do some videos to show the camera in use or being practically, you know, in practical use in the field. So they'll be coming up shortly. So thank you very much for watching. If you've got any questions, then feel free to ask them. Comment on subscribe. I'll do my very best to answer the questions. I do miss some sometimes, but if you find that I don't answer you, then by all means, just either send a direct message on the YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, and I'll see what I can do to help. Cheers, bye.